This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, moving forward. All right. If you're going to take video pictures, whatever, of me, let me know so that I either need to get on a diet yesterday or I got to suck this fat thing in when you take a photo.
Well, okay, so I'm sorry about that.
You know, you got to give me like the suck it in now.
Yep, sorry about that. Isn't there something like called the B-Nat or something?
B-Nat?
G-Nat or something?
Oh, I ain't getting on that.
Yeah, okay.
You know who did get on it the other day? Allie Marpet.
Sweet.
Yep. Saw Allie the other day. Matt talked him into getting on the Jeep. Talked him into all sorts of things.
All right, perfect. So is this person in better health now?
Who? Allie Marpet?
Yeah.
He looked great.
All right, perfect.
I wasn't sure who he was at first, to be honest.
I mean, as soon as you step on that magical thing.
It's as soon as you retire from the NFL.
Oh, well, that's it, too.
You know, you drop all that weight that you need to play offensive or defensive line, and you know, which is probably not healthy for you. So, kind of curious, you play Caleb. All right,
okay.
You're Caleb.
Okay, so I'm an NFL player.
You're from Nigeria.
That accidentally signed up for American football, but I was trying to. There you go.
Right. So.
And became an NFL player.
A New England offensive tackle, Trent Brown, liked a tweet on Twitter about replacing his quarterback, Mac Jones, with Tom Brady or Garoppolo.
This is too much for me to process.
Much information?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm curious, Caleb, if you're listening, what are you thinking? Why would you do that other than to start controversy? Now, with that said, I did see a post of, I believe he's respected because I know the person's name. I just don't remember who it was. Has said that Tom Brady might be going back to New England next year.
Okay, well, I'll believe it when I see it.
And wants to, according to him, finish the career in where he started in New England. I've always heard that he never wanted to go back and play in the cold.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't either. But Mr. Moncton over here. But anyways, I wouldn't go back there. Miami's building. I would stay right where he's at 6-8 in first place.
Let's see what happens this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
You know, now again, Murray's out. So I hate to say that increases their chances, but if you saw that game last week, I don't know what chances there are.
I've seen most of it.
That was so disturbing on Sunday. To go from seeing the greatest sporting event I believe I've ever seen, at least this week, watching that game, to then seeing the first half, and then a total destruction.
So you seen the greatest football game and the worst football game in the same day?
I'm going to say
two different sports.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. You know, there's been worse games. You know, losing, 32-0 probably is a worse game, but not when you're winning 13-0. Getting ready to go into the half, winning the half, the momentum that you dropped because everybody knew about a fake punt, but allegedly. The person who's supposed to catch it, even though Giovanni said that he knew that it's all. He didn't say he knew. He didn't say he knew. What I believe he said in the most controversial video that we've seen in a long time was that he takes all the blame.
Mm-hmm.
Now, saying I'm taking the blame and saying I knew the call were two different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, big ups for him, and I said this the first hour. Big ups for him to take the blame, whether it was on head coach, special teams coach, the eye in the sky, the Cincinnati Bengals who knew it was a fake, you know, whoever it was on, for him to step up, you know, and take the blame and take it off of whoever it obviously was, you know, is big. I still think all of this controversy on the reporters who, and again, we only saw the clip. Right? Okay. We only saw that one clip. We don't know how it started. We don't know what questions were asked before he went off. But I'm leaning towards the side of the reporters, A, because I am one, but for whoever it was to say, well, what have you done all year, I think was a little outside the bounds. Like I said, Greg Allman has posted that he's going to apologize today, when the locker room opens today, which if he was the one that said that, I'm okay with, this is the first time we've talked, and Greg said, but we talked on Tuesday. You know, there's always a right and a wrong way to ask a question or ask, you know, somebody to respond to a question. It needed to be asked. The questions needed to be asked. Did you know?
Right.
Now, correct. Do you think he's going to say no?
Well, I didn't see the play, but there's somebody here, a friend.
Why do you keep trying to get him on?
A friend in the studio. You were there, right? I got Derek Processor. At its Prosser, but I call him Processor because it's like a guitar thing and everything. You were at the stadium, right? Correct, Ernest?
Look at Steve producing now, kicking me off. He's brought a friend in. He brought a guest. This is awesome. Take it away, Steve.
Derek, were you there?
I was there.
And what do you think about that play right there?
The fake punt?
Was it?
The botched fake punt.
It was horrible. I mean, the snap hit Giovanni right in the helmet.
Okay, so that's it. Is it a punt or not?
And then from there, you know, momentum.
So is it a punt or we're talking about a punt, right? Is it a punt or not? I mean, if it hits somebody in the helmet, right?
Well, no, it would be a fake punt. That doesn't go on the punter.
Yeah.
Okay.
The negative stats don't go on the punter.
He didn't know it was coming.
Right. Thank you, Derek. See you later.
All right. Thanks for your 3 seconds. You know, but big ups to him for taking the blame. You know, and I like that he did that because he's certainly not going to throw his coach under the bus or he'll never see the playing field again. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's the truth, he shouldn't be on the playing field either, you know. Mm-hmm. But if he didn't know, but it has been reported that the Cincinnati Bengals knew it was a fake punt because Giovanni was on the field for the punt and that he hadn't been in that position all year. Mm-hmm. That's according to what I've heard from my inside source. That's all I'm going to say.
Derek, so those seats that you have that I've never sat in, right? Can you actually see over the top of
I don't know. Can I legally do a transaction here? I'm asking. Can I negotiate a contract?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, nobody's going to complain about that.
Okay, so I'm going to try to make you some money. We've seen the product on the field, so you might be of interest. So if it plays out the way that it appears it's going to play out, the first round of the playoffs will be at Tampa Stadium against the Dallas Cowboys.
That's the way it looks at the moment.
So how much money do you have to buy his tickets?
Well, right now I may have like $7.
That's probably six and a half.
I mean, he probably drove up in a Corvette. I haven't seen his car yet. My car is longer than his, though.
So money's not of an object. So you're not going to be able to go see the Cowboys.
Well, I mean, maybe I found my car alongside the road. Anyways, what I was going to ask Derek is, and can you actually see over the guys that aren't even playing that are standing up in front of you? You're down so low there.
You can see over them.
You can?
Yeah.
So you must be like the seventh row. You're way back.
We're way back.
Well, since you're talking about tickets, we do have a pair of tickets to give away for January 2nd for the bowl game that is in row 2. So.
Oh, so then we could do like a Dallas.
Well, that's pro.
And a Tampa trade-off or something.
Well, no. See, it would work for you if you, A, we're eligible, which you're not.
I know.
And B, if you won, which you can't. If the game would have been on Saturday, then you sit in those seats. It's kind of like when you get on the plane and two people have the same seat and you refuse to get up because you have the ticket too. That happened to my mom once. So if you could have gone on Saturday.
It happened to us at that comedian's place too. Down there in Sarasota, we had.
Well, no, technically we were in the wrong seats.
No kidding.
Right, but this, but on the plane, my mom had the boarding pass. There was two boarding passes for the exact same seat. So what I'm getting at is, if you sit in the seats we're going to give away for the ball game, and it was the day before, then you just refuse to get up and then stay there for the ball game. you know, for when the Bucks play the Cowboys.
Okay, so yeah, exactly.
Are you two going to hang out like before that game?
No, we don't like
each
other.
You'll be in Bucks colors. You'll be in that awful Cowboy colors.
We don't like each other. I'm going to sit in his seat, and then he's not going to be able to get in his seat for the Dallas versus, you know, Tampa. Wild card sort of game, right?
It'll be a wild card, that's for sure. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we're going to head up to Philadelphia or the Philadelphia area. Get Dave Feldman on just for a few minutes to talk about that announcement that was made this morning in what I believe will be the greatest bare-knuckle fight of all time. Mike Richmond, the interim champion, taking on Lorenzo Hunt, the belt holder, February 17th in New Mexico. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. Well, I talked
about it, talked about it, talked about it, talked about it. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tom Arnold for the Best Dad Sports Show, period, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
It's ReliaQuest Bowl 2023, and it's going to be big. Watch the Mississippi State Bulldogs passing leader Will Rogers take on the Illinois Fighting Illini's Chase Brown, the nation's second leading rusher. It's SEC versus Big Ten. Be there. The battle kicks off noon Monday, January 2, Raymond James Stadium. Do not miss it. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Randy Harris here, and once you check out the vinyl image, your search will be over. This is the gift. Perfect for the man cave, she shed, kids' room or garage. Get your favorite band, animal, sport, military, or custom your own record design. I already put my order in, and so should you. Vinyl records are back. Tune in to Knockout Radio for details on how to win a gift certificate to thevinylimage.com.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Frank O'Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live, shockingly enough, in studio today. A lot of things went down, so we came into the studio. I gave you some gifts last week for the holiday season. You've brought some gifts for the holiday season today. I got my Hanukkah gift a couple hours ago. We've talked about it a few times, and I want to publicly thank the man who gave me that gift. and that is the president of BKFC, David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
Good, man. What's going on, Randy?
Well, I'll tell you what. I couldn't have got a better gift from what I saw this morning. It's been announced, Lorenzo Hunt versus Mike Richmond.
It's going to be an amazing fight. I mean, we've been in the works for a while, but we thought no better place to land that fight. Look, there's some other options out there for both of these guys, but this one makes the most sense. They got some animosity. They're throwing, you know, they want each other. So why not put it at Knuckle Mania and make it the main event on our biggest card of the year? So it's going to be an amazing event.
I know that I've said, you know, and I said it a lot today, and I've talked about it since, you know, we've been trying to talk everybody into this, that this could be, and I'm going to say it should be, the greatest BKFC fight of all time. It has the potential to be that.
I believe so. And when I keep saying, like, the best BKFC fight, I mean because this homegrown BKFC fight. Two guys that grew up with this organization, two guys that have a lot of animosity towards each other, and two guys that were built through this organization are now going to fight each other for the 185-pound championship at Knuckle Mania 3.
The beauty of this is they both have great styles, a little different. One's more, I would say Lorenzo more like a brawler. Mike is more like a boxer, which I think just adds to this, you know, which discipline is really going to come out on top.
Exactly, 100%. I mean, you know, look, I think it's going to end up being a barn burner fight. I think they're both going to have their different styles going into it, but I think it has explosiveness written all over it, and I think it's going to deliver that. I don't think it goes the distance. I think someone gets knocked out, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting for the fans. I mean, I think, you know, what we always try to pride ourselves on is giving the fans what they want, and they wanted this, so now they have it.
Are you looking forward to the press conference?
It's going to be crazy, man. We're going to, yeah, that one's going to be crazy. We have a really good co-main event on there as well that we didn't. We only have one half that announced now. We have three or four other fights in there that are going to be really intriguing. So it's going to be a fun press conference to be at. There's going to be a lot of fireworks.
What else have you announced, you know, coming up in 2023?
I mean, just really our expansion. We haven't really announced too much exact things right now, but we got our expansion going on where, you know, we have at least six shows in England, six shows in Thailand, six shows in Latin America, Mexico, and then six shows throughout Europe and Asia that we're going to put on next year, in addition to the 22 shows domestically that we're going to put on. So it's going to make for a really busy year, you know, 40 plus events next year, internationally and domestically. So, you know, we're not going to get much rest.
You know, we've talked, you know, since the very beginning about the growth, about what you're doing, about what the team is doing at BKFC. Could you have imagined this early, you know, in what you're doing to be this far along?
You know, I mean, yes and no. So, yes, I can imagine it being this far along, this quickly, not at all. I thought it was going to take 10 years to get this thing to where it needed to be, and I think that we're not there 100% yet, but we're almost there. We're really knocking on the doors now. Get one or two of these big signings to cross over into us, which is very, very possible. I think that you know, it's just game over for us. It's then we are legitimately the number one contender for, you know, being the largest and biggest combat sport promotion in the world.
Since you mentioned largest and you threw me the underhand softball, I appreciate it. What was it like sitting next to Shaq, and did you have to hold him back to trying to get in the ring?
Nah, he's kind of laid back. He was excited as hell, but he was kind of laid back. He's a great guy, just a really good person, and you know, it's a pleasure to have him there. And you know, he loves the sport, and we'd love to get him involved, and we'll see what the future holds. But you know, he's a big fan of us. A big supporter of us, and we love having him there.
Are there any names that you have already announced, you know, that you can kind of let the fans know, you know, Mike Perry should be fighting X, or
we're working on something really big for Mike Perry. So, you know, we don't know when he's going to fight, but it's going to be a mega fight, and it's going to be with a really big star. We don't know which one it's going to be. We're talking to two of them, so it's going to be it's probably going to happen in April. And that's, you know, that's when we're going to see him. It should be amazing. Some other guys, Ben Rothwell, should be back in March. And then some of the other guys that we're talking to now. You know, they're all reaching out to us now. They, you know, I think they were hesitant at first to see where we were going to go, and then we started, you know, we kept coming back. They thought they were going, you know, we were going to die. They thought we were going to go away, and we kept putting another show on, another show on, another show on, signing this guy, signing that guy, signing that guy, and we got to the point where, you know, they're believing in us. So, you know, all the free agents are really reaching out to us. We're one of the, you know, one of the three or four places that you're going to land.
And I was just going to mention that, you know, and ask you that, because we've always talked about it. And a free agent, you know, comes up and, you know, will they call? Should they call? You know, we've talked about that in the past. Well, now there's not any ifs to it. They do call.
Absolutely. They're calling. They're interested. I mean, they're all really calling. It's really crazy. It's like, wow, this guy's calling me. But, and that's, I have to wake up and realize that we are growing at a tremendous pace, and people love what we're doing. You know, the shows are great, the production's great, the fights are great. You know, it's growing at a fast pace. And, you know, we were built for this, so, you know, all the hills and valleys that come with building, you know, a really good and a really popular organization, that's what we're going through. You know, some days are unbelievable. Some days, you know, how the hell are we going to make this thing happen? But we always find a way. We get there to the next day, and we put on these great events. And, you know, I think 2023 is going to be completely the crossover year.
Awesome. As always, Dave, thank you for coming on. Thank you for my Hanukkah gift, the announcement of Mike Richmond versus Lorenzo Hunt. Happy Hanukkah to you. Happy holidays to the team. And we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, Randy. Happy holidays to the whole team.
Take care. That is your president and CEO, CFO, CGO, LTO, all of those of BKFC, David Feldman, announced this morning. We've talked about it. We've wanted it. We've had Mike Richmond on. We talked to Lorenzo at every event. This is the fight. I cannot wait for this fight. You know, I don't push stuff that I don't feel, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't blow smoke. I don't, you know, I'm not a fan like you.
Well, I'm definitely a fan. And this one here is going to be tough guy versus tough guy. I mean, end of the day.
You know, I always say the fights that I'm looking forward to are the fights that I can't tell you who's going to win.
Correct.
And that doesn't mean that I'm going to be right. But if I can, this guy's going to win this fight, and he loses, I still believe that guy was going to win this fight.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to win this.
Right. Lorenzo might have one on his hands this time.
Well, they both do.
Well, correct.
I mean, Lorenzo's a tough dude, too.
Of course, Lorenzo. I mean, yeah, so that's it.
So that'll be February 17th in New Mexico, most likely Albuquerque, which will be cool. I can hang out at Greg Jackson's house again. Maybe he has a bed where I slept last time when I camped out for a couple days.
I didn't hear my name involved in all this.
Oh, you're French now? We're French? We? Well, hopefully we'll be in Arizona early February as well.
For the Super Bowl? I mean, the big game, I don't know.
That's right, the big game. I had to give somebody else about that. They made a flyer that said the S word, the B word, and then the Roman numerals.
I was talking about, like, getting ready to say something about Superman. Right. Then I was talking about a salad bowl.
Exactly. That's a good comeback. I like it. All right. All right. Let's go to break. We are three quarters down of this mess that we call Knockout Radio.
Thanks, Randy.
Caleb to my right. Oh, that's right. He's not here. Matt to my left. Oh, that's right. Matt's not here either. Sitting in for both is Lucky Steve. More when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Ernie Harwell of the Detroit Tigers, and I want to recommend Talking Sports with Randy Harris, one of the great shows of all time.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You don't need to be in the military to take advantage of Military Case Surplus, where you can buy pre-owned storage cases up to 80% off. Most cases are waterproof, airtight, and in excellent used condition at unbeatable prices. Military Case Surplus is located at 8989 Ulmerton Road, Suite B, in Largo. If you need it, they should have it. Call 727-276-8716 or come see them. We all need storage, and Military Case Surplus can save you a lot of money. And they're cool as well. Check them out on Facebook at Military Case Surplus.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, so this is what I'm going to do. So David Feldman, the president of BKFC, was just on, and he gave the world a great Hanukkah Christmas gift, the fact that Mike Richmond will fight Lorenzo Hunt February 17th in New Mexico. I am now going to give you and the rest of the world a Christmas gift. The Bucks play on Christmas Day. Enjoy.
That's your gift?
That's my gift.
Nice.
Enjoy. The Bucks, all they have to do, honestly, they can lose to Arizona. If they beat Atlanta and they beat Carolina, they're going to play the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, I love that, too. And so on Christmas...
Why do you love that? Let me get you in trouble with the Tampa Bay people. Do you love that because you think the Dallas Cowboys will come to Raymond James Stadium round one of the playoffs and kick the Bucks rumps?
Well, since... You know, this radio program's in Tampa, even though broadcast nationally, Dallas won't win, but at least they'll be there.
You're what?
Yeah.
You know, it's not good to lie on radio.
Yeah, okay. So then, I don't know, what is Cowboys, 10-4, and then the Bucks are 6-8? I mean, when you put the numbers together, and how well each division is that each plays in,
You know, you did bring that up when someone walked in here and kind of was snickering about Tom Brady being the GOAT, which he is. You did bring up that he has played up until 2 years ago. The South has been decent. This year is totally different. But the New England Patriots have been in the joke of the division. They are in the joke of the division. All of a sudden, the NFC South is awful, and the AFC East is pretty damn good.
Right. So I don't know. Like as far as it goes with the big game, right? I think the Patriots did number one or number two or three, but two or three, and then they were nothing forever, right? And then Brady comes in, and then the Dolphins can't play any. You know, I mean, Dolphins are terrible.
Buffalo. Buffalo wants Jim Kelly in that run. Then Buffalo's been awful. It's been, you know, where I just went back and said, you know, I like games or fights where I can't pick the winner. Mm-hmm. You know, Richmond, Lorenzo. I don't know. For how long after the run of the four straight Super Bowls that the Buffalo Bills lost, how many times when New England went to Buffalo did you say, this is going to be a tough game? Mm. I'll answer for you. Never.
Yeah, right.
Until the last couple of years. Josh Allen comes. It's totally different. It's still Brady. Then when Brady leaves, now you don't expect New England to even be competitive.
So when you play in, like, let's say, let's call it like an easy division, you barely have to win a game. You only have to win the playoff games and then the big game. I mean, that's basically it. So then this one particular quarterback moves to another division. He got lucky again. He was going to go, supposedly, to the Chargers, but then he picked.
Well, there was a lot of rumors. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I spoke to Dana White at the Super Bowl, Radio Row in Miami. What was that, 1, 2, 3 Super Bowls ago?
Correct.
And that's his home, is Vegas. And he said on the show he wants Brady to stay in Boston. But if he leaves New England, he's going to do everything within his power to bring him to Oakland. And then when Gronk went on and did some kind of show, and Gronk said to Dana, go out, tell the story, and Dana's like, really? Dana was brokering that deal to get Tom Brady and Gronk to Las Vegas.
I heard that he might have been trying to buy a house there before that deal was even done. But, you know, that's just all hearsay.
And now the rumor is that he's likely next year to head back to Foxborough, Attleboro.
That'll be great, but then he'll have the Dolphins in his way.
Have you ever gone to a game up there?
No.
What they say is there's one road in, and that's it. It doesn't even come out.
Yeah, most people don't leave from there.
Well, you can't leave from there. Like, cabs and Ubers can't get in. So when the Bucks were just up there, some of the media said it took them 6 hours to get out. That's why I strongly recommend always leave at halftime.
Okay, perfect. I mean, I don't know what to say after that. I don't know. That gentleman supposedly is going back that way?
No. Wonder if all the construction's still going on up there. But as long as the Tampa Bay Bucks beat Atlanta, beat Carolina, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah. So.
And they're in a better position, not a better team, a better position than 2020 when they went on to win the Super Bowl.
So if they win all these, they'll actually be above 500%?
What are they now?
It's 6-8. I don't, what's the math? 440? I don't know what the math is.
Well, if they're 6-8, they need to win 2. So that would be 8. No, they'll probably be 8-9. Then they'll get in the playoffs at 8-9.
That's another thing. It's like hockey and basketball. It's like, why even play the whole season when more than half the people make it into the playoffs?
Well, how would you do it? So you have to have the division winners in. I mean, they have to get in.
Okay, well, because you're going with that theory.
Oh, you would just like them to be all, even though they're in separate divisions, just then clump them all together when the season's over.
Who says that we need divisions, really? I mean, you know, it's like...
It's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, throw out the dice. This is who you're playing this year. And then you play it, and the best one... What do they do in college? I mean, there
are... Same thing.
Yeah, okay, you got me on that one.
Same thing. Everything is still ahead, even though this isn't a very good Tampa Bay Buccaneer team.
Okay, since we've been talking about Dallas and Tampa.
What's this thing? We're not French.
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately. All right, so you got Dallas, let's say they're 10-4, if I got it right, and then 6-8 would be Tampa Bay. Why would Tampa Bay have the home advantage? Oh, because they won their division.
Yeah, they won their division.
Yeah, well, how about we just put Dallas in that division? I mean, you know, why can't you? You know what I'm saying, right? I mean, come on now.
See, people have joked about, and I honestly think this would be pretty cool. So whatever, another organization, whether it's the Canadian Football League, whether it's Arena Football League, you decide which one, the World Football League, the USFL, the XFL, whatever. Whoever wins the, whatever that is, the XFL, if, whatever you think is number two, the second largest American football promotion in the country, in the world, whatever, whoever that is, whoever wins their championship plays the worst NFL team. And if they win, they swap places.
Yeah, so they can get in?
Yeah, then they would get in.
Yeah.
And then, who's the worst team right now?
I don't know.
I don't know who the worst team is.
Worst team, it would be hard to, because all of the stats that they have, and if you're just talking about wins and losses, I don't know.
Who has the first pick in the draft next year?
Well,
Denver's second, I think. So who's worse than Denver?
They might have the first pick in the draft next year, but then they can also trade it away, so you don't know that, right?
Well, no, but I'm saying whoever has the first pick, that has the worst record in 2022. I mean, it'd be far-fetched because the XFL team is probably worth, I'm going to make this up, $1 million, and the worst NFL team is probably worth $1 billion. So you're certainly not going to swap places and put that in. That's not going to happen. But it's just something when you put your head down on the pillow at night, kind of gets you to sleep, kind of thinking about these far-fetched things.
Yeah. Okay, very good. I mean, I don't know. I just love the Dallas Cowboys. Sorry about all
Why
the
Tampa. Why is that? What? You woke up one day when you were 6 years
old. I got
it. And said, I like... who is Danny White, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys?
Okay, well, I
Roger Staubach's my hero. I like the Dallas Cowboys.
I have the answer. So my dad and my brother and myself were sitting on the floor watching TV one day, and it was Miami Dolphins versus the Colts. And then my dad and my brother love Miami. So I was like, you know, I'm going to like the other team, right? So I didn't understand when you have the dark jerseys and the light jerseys. The next week, we were watching football, and I liked the lighter color one because at that time the Cowboys were wearing the light jerseys. I mixed it up. I should be a Colts fan because of that one day, and then it was the Cowboys the next week, and I was just the Cowboys from then on. That's the answer.
And you remember that?
Yes, absolutely. And when you said six, that's about the right number right there.
I couldn't. Not only could I not tell you one single thing that happened when I was six or eight or 10
or 15
yesterday. I happened to go pick up dinner last night in Tampa at West Shore. So I'm going to the restaurant, and then I remembered, oh, crap, this other restaurant owes me a refund from when they screwed up my dinner last time. So I walked in. I asked for the manager. I started to talk to him, and they said, well, when did this happen? I said, I don't even know how I got here. You expect me to remember what day this happened? I was able to find it on my phone and blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, you're right. I don't remember anything.
All right, correct. And do you remember just saying that?
Saying what?
That's what I would, exactly, just like that.
All right, let's go hit our final break of the Shenanigans Show. And we're going to rename this the Shenanigans Show. Who will be in the seat? And with the underscore, who will be in the co-host seat today?
I know who's in the seat right now.
It's empty. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Rick Nash from the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
It's ReliaQuest Bowl 2023, and it's going to be big. Watch the Mississippi State Bulldogs passing leader, Will Rogers, take on the Illinois Fighting Illini's Chase Brown, the nation's second leading rusher. It's SEC versus Big Ten. Be there. The battle kicks off noon Monday, January 2, Raymond James Stadium. Do not miss it. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Randy Harris here, and once you check out the vinyl image, your search will be over. This is the gift. Perfect for the man cave, she shed, kids' room or garage. Get your favorite band, animal, sport, military, or custom your own record design. I already put my order in, and so should you. Vinyl records are back. Tune in to Knockout Radio for details on how to win a gift certificate to thevinylimage.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back, and again, awful news, the passing of, and he is a legend, a Hall of Famer, involved in one of, if not the biggest legendary plays in the history of the National Football League, the Immaculate Reception. The Oakland Raiders, Pittsburgh Steelers, did it ricochet? Did it hit? Who did it hit? All we know is Franco Harris scored, which temporarily made him the greatest Harris ever. Walt Harris has since taken that over. He will continue to be the greatest Harris from now until eternity. So what's your plans this weekend?
This weekend, I haven't really thought about it yet. But
I threw you what's called a softball.
Yeah, I know.
I threw you the underhand, and your response, which should have been your response like it is to everybody else, it's none of your business.
I know, exactly.
Well, that's your line!
I know it. So, I mean, after you throw me under the bus and everything, I just want to say thank you very little.
That's my line.
Yeah, it's been nice talking to you.
So what's your plans?
I don't know. Is it like, I mean, I wake up every day. I'm on the radio every day. I mean, I work every day, right? So I don't know what's this weekend. It's another day, but isn't it like Christmas or something?
I don't know. I'm Jewish.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know what Jewish people do on Christmas, but
we get Chinese food.
Okay, very good. And is it the 8 days or the 12 days or something? I don't remember. The song.
It's eight. You know, so I expect eight gifts, and I haven't gotten eight gifts.
Well, I got you two right here that you won't even look at.
What do you mean I won't look at?
As a matter of fact, I'm giving gifts away. Caleb, you lost your gift, and Matt, you're about ready to lose your gift, too. You know, that's it. I mean, just because you're out on a cruise or something. I don't want to say anything about his personal life, but he could be on a cruise somewhere.
Yeah, I believe he is.
Yeah, well, I would never miss the radio show. And I want to say to Caleb and Mike and everything like that, well, his name's Matt, right? I just want to say, I will never miss a radio show.
Well, you don't say never. Be careful. Be careful.
Well, I mean, that's my ploy. Right. I mean,
well, that's your plan. That's your plan, and it's Caleb's and Matt's plan, too. Just they fell short.
That way you'll never have to worry about, you know, somebody being here to bounce stories across and everything. I'll be here every time.
All right, so then what I'm going to do, and I know this is going to hurt Matt even more, I'm going to will you the show.
Since
he thinks it's going to him, and then he'll take over the longest-running sports show in Tampa Bay, I'm going to put in the will that it goes to you.
Absolutely. I'm going to put that on YouTube and for everybody to see, and then nobody can contest it.
How's the YouTube channel going?
It's going great as far as, you know, I would say it would go. So, just...
What is the YouTube channel? Knockout Space Radio? Isn't that what we decided it is?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, that's it, I believe.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I started six different ones.
Yeah.
See, and then I never know how to get out of them.
I know, and that's kind of the problem. Is like, if it, is it one underspace or two, or is it together and everything? I don't know. I go to it every day. I must be on it like 15 times a day, and I can't even remember what it is. It's Knockout Radio altogether.
So it is altogether. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll try to close the other ones. Get rid of them. Oh, breaking news. I did not know this. So all those people that have been complaining that they will have to watch the Buccaneers on Christmas Day. Nah. You do not. You cannot. It is impossible to watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Christmas Day.
Yeah, okay, well, I don't understand that. Is Christmas Day on Saturday or Sunday?
No, Christmas Day, I believe, is Sunday.
Okay.
So Sunday is Christmas Day.
Okay, and then so the Bucs are playing on Saturday?
Nope, they're not playing on Saturday.
It's not a bye week. It's too late.
It's not a bye week.
Okay, so they cannot watch them because
Steve's brain is about ready to explode. He can't figure this out, and he's getting ready to combust.
Yeah, I don't understand. If it's Sunday, basically every NFL team is playing this week. There's no more byes, right?
Correct. So some will play on Saturday. They are not playing on Saturday. Two will play on Monday. They are not playing on Monday. You will not ruin your Christmas Day having to watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Arizona Cardinals.
Okay, well, that's good. I'll have a great Christmas.
You will have a great Christmas Day.
I mean, will the Bucs be 6-9 and still in first place?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And just for those that couldn't play along, it's the 8:20 game. It's the Sunday night game. So you can open your presents, you can do everything you do on Sunday morning, you can watch football at 1 Eastern Standard Time, you can watch football at 4 Eastern Standard Time, and not have to watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Arizona Cardinals until 8:20.
I should have went into the draft myself. I mean, if this person's called the GOAT, this QB, right? If he's called the GOAT and he goes 6-8, 6-9 and everything, and he still gets to go to the playoffs, I mean, is that a GOAT?
Yes. One has nothing to do with the other. You can't blame somebody who beats or loses to whoever plays in front of them. If they win two out of the next three, maybe even one out of the next three, and get in the playoffs, you can't blame the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady. And a lot of haters are saying, how come nobody's upset at Tom Brady? Tom Brady has been awful. Absolutely awful. O-line has been bad. Obviously, the defense has been playing bad. Everybody's playing bad. And it starts at the top because they made a drastic mistake when Bruce Arians stepped down and he handpicked who he handpicked. Let's see what happens. Let's see if the Glazers do something they normally don't do and fire someone this quickly. And will it cause an uproar? We'll see. And when Brady leaves, do you say, okay, Brady's gone, let's change it, let's do something, let's get whatever. If you think Trask is going to come in and save the day, guess what? No.
Okay. You just told me.
Yeah, I just answered for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I know how much of a football fan you are.
So the quarterback for Tampa Bay, he knows he just needs to stay a little bit ahead.
He needs to stay alive.
Saving energy, and then when the playoffs come, here it comes again.
No, it's not going to happen like that. You know, a team that's played as bad as they've played pretty much all year is not going to just walk right into the playoffs and run four games.
Head nod, Derek. Head nod. Do the referees, you see it, you're right up front, great seats and everything like that. Do they play favoritism to this?
Yeah. No.
I seen a nod, but he's not going to.
No.
He didn't want
to. Now, do certain players get better calls? I'm going to say yes. But I don't think that's showing favoritism to a team. It's showing favoritism to, and I don't support this. I think it's awful. As a judge, blah, 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 MMA like I am, I could care less. But does Tom Brady get a call that the rookie quarterback in Pittsburgh doesn't get? Probably. But that's not favoritism, in my opinion, to Tom Brady per se, as to that, you know, the veteran that is that quarterback. Tom Brady's going to get the same call as Aaron Rodgers. That's going to get the same call as Dak Prescott. That's going to get the same call as Allen in Buffalo. Now, will whoever the quarterback is in Carolina get the same call? Probably not. Which I'm against. It should be black and white. It's either a call or it's not a call. But I, you know, people say it all the time, and the judge that has now been banned at Mohegan Sun has come out to talk about, you know, his judging. I don't think he's going against a fighter or going for a fighter because he likes or dislikes. He might just be a bad ref.
Okay, so, you know, you're just going with not against the team. What about an owner that is not liked, right? And maybe, you know, this football team's in Texas. It certainly seems like it's kind of they don't favor the team, like the refs, let's call it. Like,
again, I'm naive. You know, as a judge in the state of Florida, and I look at it like this all the time, I don't care who wins. I'm not necessarily hired by the promotion. The state is the one who brings in when you're licensed with the state. The referees shouldn't care, do they? I guess deep down, maybe.
Yeah, it'd be hard not to.
But really. That's where, you know, there was a judge once who was judging a Clay Guida's fight who was on Clay Guida's Facebook page. And I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying it looks bad.
All right.
That's why I haven't had amateur MMA fighters on. Because I don't want it to ever come. He was on my show a year ago, and now I'm judging his fight.
Okay. I got it. So what's next to talk about here?
You're producing.
I'm the producer? Oh, my goodness.
Should we break the news about...
Why is that guy behind the glass? Go ahead.
He's saying, please be careful. We're going to have, hopefully, some big news coming in March.
Okay, so is it late March or early April? Or I mean, I don't know. Big news coming. Is it that
big rock concert?
Yeah, I was going to say, is it that Knockout Radio is going to be going to a different continent?
Possibly. With bodyguards.
Yeah.
I already have the bodyguards in place.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah, very good.
So I already have the bodyguards in place. Now all we need is airfare, tickets, hotel, and money.
Right, that's why I brought Derek here to the studio, because he could sponsor us.
or, you know, we could thank Doug for the Christmas gift and ask him to fly us there.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he get any free pass? Doesn't he get a ride-along, or he can bring a companion, or...
It's funny how he just brought his daughter to not just Miami, also brought her to Tokyo, and she gets on the airplane for free and everything like that to go see Kiss. And is it thanks to me a little bit? I don't know. But anyways, I don't know why he's not flying us around. Thanks for the jerseys, anyways.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it. Next time I see you, I'll say thanks.
Yes.
I can't wait till Matt sees that we got Brazil jerseys.
Yeah, well, Matt's not going to know anything about it.
Well, trust me, he will as soon as the show's over.
And Matt, we're giving your Christmas gift away because you can't, you know, be here.
He's in the middle of the ocean. What do you want from him?
Okay. Yeah. Well.
All right, so we got about 2 minutes left. Do you think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win the division?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean,
that's pretty definite.
I mean, absolutely the win. I mean, nobody else is in the division. That's why that QB is in that division, because there's nobody else in it. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You play these teams twice a year. I mean, you know, go back and play Miami twice a year now.
Well, now, but if you would have played Miami twice a year 3 years ago, it's three easy wins.
Miami couldn't even.
This was one of the most difficult division for a while.
Yeah.
Now it's difficult because they all stink.
Yeah. I mean,
They're winning by default, not winning by talent.
You know, I mean, Miami, I could have put a three-person team together and beat them years ago, you know, when that QB was up there in New England. You got to be kidding me, man. And then
why all the hate? And you saved the hate for like 1 minute left in the show.
Oh, well.
You should have started the show with all this hate.
Oh well, I mean, draft me right now and put me.
Okay,
in,
Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Matt.
I am signing.
Hey, we're going to get some Blue Smoke Salsa. I talked to him again today. The new owner or the former owner is now back with Blue Smoke. And wait till you try this. We're going to have some salsa and some Bloody Mary mix from this company at Torta Pizza. We're going to have a taste, the whole nine yards. We're going to start next week a wing specials where we're going to try the wings live on the air. That's my favorite part of the show, is eating.
Oh.
So we're going to try this. All that starts next week. I want to thank Matt. Matt's not here. I want to thank Caleb. Oh, Caleb's not here. Thanks for sitting in. And maybe you've now worked your way up to co-host.
Absolutely. Hey, Matt and Caleb, watch out. Steve's here.
Everybody have happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, Merry Kwanzaa, all those things. See everybody next week.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.